Department of Human Services, Rihanna speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Zane. I've got a couple of letters that I don't really understand. I've been asked to pay back about $10,000 and I'm not quite sure that's right.
Right, okay. Can I please get your CRN number if you've got it on you? And can you please confirm your full name, date of birth, and current address? Yep, and the current phone number that we've got on record is...
Yep, that's right.
Okay, I'm just going to go through your notes. Do you mind if I put you on hold for a minute?
Yep.
Okay. Hello, Matthew, are you there?
Yep.
So based on your file, I can see that there were a couple of attempted calls that were unsuccessful. Do you know what this review is about? Would you like me to go through it with you?
Obviously I've been overpaid.
Yeah. So you were on New Start allowance from the financial year 2011 all the way till 2015. And you had three employers listed with the ATO. We were given data from them, from the Davies brothers. Oh, sorry, there were three Davies brothers PAYG statements here. And what it states is that you worked for them throughout that whole period, is that correct?
I'm not sure. I need time to go through my records, really.
Okay.
But yeah, go on.
So basically what happened was after a couple of attempted phone calls, the ATO match data was applied throughout the whole period. So everything that you got paid was apportioned throughout the whole year, unless you have pay slips or separation certificates or any additional data that we can use to reassess your review. So basically what's happened, or what the point of this review is we need to know what you earned during that period compared to what you reported, the Centrelink, while you're on payments.
Right.
And based on this, you have been overpaid with the amount that you've got on your letter there. But you can have it reassessed if you'd like, if you're able to get additional information.
I mean, it's a bit of a shock. I've got two letters.
Yeah.
One, they're both for the same company. Davies Brothers is the Mercury, so I don't know what's going on there. One's for 6,000, one's for 5,300.
Yeah.
I just need a bit, like I was on new staff,
mm-hmm.
and I, like, to the best of my knowledge, I reported how much I earned to you, sort of
mm-hmm.
thing.
Yeah.
So I've got records of all my payslips, so I just need some time to go through them all, I think.
That's completely fine. Do you have a MyGov account?
Yeah, I do, but...
So if you're able to upload it through your MyGov account, we can access the document there.
I've been there 8 years, so it's going to be 400 payslips.
So are you still there?
Yep.
If you ask them for a payroll report for that those years, they can give you a one pager of the whole financial year rather than getting all the individual payslips. So it's probably a bit easier.
Yeah, but I need to go through all the individual ones because each new start application, I must have written how much I earned on it.
Yeah.
So I'd like to go through each one.
That's fine.
And check, because I really don't think that I've been overpaid that much. It might have been a little bit, but not that much.
Mm-hmm. Understandable. Okay, so I'll take your review offline. And I'll put it through for a reassessment. When do you think you'll be able to get the information? Within a fortnight, do you think?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll put that on your file. And if you could give us a call back as soon as you get that information, we'd really appreciate it, and that way we can continue with the review.
Right. When you said you'd try to call, does your, like, does your phone come up as no caller ID? Because if it does, I don't answer those calls for personal reasons.
Okay. Do you have a voicemail account that you check?
Yes, I do.
But
I just ignore the no caller ID.
Yeah. I'll put that on your file as well, so maybe we can try and contact you through your MyGov email account if you prefer that.
To be honest, it takes so much effort and stress to get on that thing. I would rather not go on it. Could I see someone face-to-face or can somebody...
Yeah, so you can go into your customer service centre that's closest to you, a Centrelink office, and if you give it to them, they can upload the documents onto your file and we can check it that way.
Okay. Now, can you explain the recovery fee?
So a recovery fee is applied when we're not able to get any information from you and not able to have a conversation or get any details at all from you.
So that can be added
to the reassessment as well.
Because I'm being charged $486
for
it's something that...
It's a 10% recovery fee, yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it, and I don't agree with that for a start. But,
fine, yeah. So pretty much a recovery fee is applied when... the data needs to be applied manually, so your whole review was done manually because we weren't able to get in contact with you. And I will leave a note in your file to say that you don't pick up any private phone calls.
Yeah, it's work-related. I'm a journalist.
Yeah, that's fine. Completely fine. I understand.
I do courts, and there are little legal reasons why I don't do it.
So maybe when you go into the Centrelink office, they'll be able to assist you in setting up maybe a notification through MyGov. So if we send you anything, you get a text message, rather than you having to check constantly whether you've got any information.
Yeah, because I'm not, I haven't been on Centrelink for so long now.
Understandable.
I don't go onto the MyGov because it gives me
I promise you, it's a lot better than what it used to be. It's a lot more simple now.
Okay. So you're aware that I've got two different bills, because you seem to be just talking about the one from... the new start, there was a sickness benefits as well. Are you aware of that one as well?
I can see that on here, yes.
Right.
So I'll put both of those under reassessment for you. As soon as you upload the documents, we'll be able to put that into effect.
Right, so all I do is go into the centre of the office with the pay slips, is that pretty much?
Pretty much, yeah. So just let me give you the dates again. Do you have them on you? Would you like me to read them out?
Which dates, sorry?
So from the 1st of July 2011.
Yeah.
Until the 30th of June 2015. And it seems to be all the same employer.
It's got a different letter. It's got the 9th of July to the 6th of January on this letter.
Did you have more than one?
One more. I've got two letters.
Mm-hmm. And both of them say the 9th of July?
No, one said 9th of July 2014 to the 6th of January 2015. The second one is from the 28th of April 2012 to October 2012.
Huh. That's not what I've got here. Was that the letter with the debt on it?
Yeah, yeah. Issued on the 3rd of 7th, 18.
Looking through here.
So one's New Start from 2012.
Okay. So for, benefits. For those dates, that's the period of the overpayment that affected this debt.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the actual dates where you were on a payment and your employment affected your payments and that resulted in an overpayment. But
yeah.
if you worked for the same employer throughout that whole period and you could provide pay slips, it's better if we have more detail.
Yeah,
for each
payment.
Yeah, it would affect it a lot more positively.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Was there anything else that you'd like to go through?
No, I think that's all.
Okay. All right, then. Well, good luck with getting on that information, and I've put it on your record to hopefully get it within the next 2 weeks. That's okay with you?
Yeah, that's great. Okay.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Thanks.